Here's an album you've probably never heard of, On the Floor of Heaven. It was the debut album by the Vancouver-based band The Blue Shadows and was released in 1993. It consisted primarily of country rock songs by the group's leaders, the singer-guitarists Jeffrey Hatcher and Billy Cowsell. On the Floor of Heaven was widely praised and sold well in Canada, but it was never released in the U.S. until now. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
...1993 was the year of hit songs such as Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You and Tag Team's Whoop, There It Is. It was not a kind year in which to release a debut album of densely textured country rock songs like On the Floor of Heaven by the Vancouver-based quartet The Blue Shadows. The dozen original songs on this album owed more to Sweetheart of the Rodeo, the 1968 album by The Byrds, than it did to anything current in 93. Heard now, however, the songs sound timeless, reaching back and forth across decades of pop music from the 50s to the present.
On the floor of heaven, with their head in their hands, speaking to no one, no one there understands. All the love letters written, not a one ever sent. But the time for regret has come to an end. On the floor.
That's the title song of On the Floor of Heaven, featuring the plaintive harmonies of group leaders Jeffrey Hatcher and Billy Cowsell. I hear some of the Everly Brothers in those harmonies, as well as a lot of hardcore country music in the pedal steel guitar playing. Hatcher was a journeyman Canadian musician who'd enjoyed some success with other bands. Billy Cowsell was something different. He was part of the Cowsells, an American pop act who'd had a number two hit in 1967 with The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. The Cowsells were a family act. At their maximum group size, five Cowsell brothers, a sister, Susan, still very much active, and their mother, Barbara. If you're of a certain age, you may know that the Cowsells were the inspiration for the popular TV show pop music act, The Partridge Family.
When will this heart again? Why won't it die? How will I love again? Should I even? He felt so real to me. Yes, I was wrong again. Oh, someone tell me, will this heart again? When will my heart...
By the time Billy Cowsell came to Jeffrey Hatcher in Canada, however, the Cowsells had long since faded, and Billy was prone to substance abuse. He was quoted as saying that the Blue Shadows consisted of, quote, three vegetarians and a junkie. Certainly there's some deeply felt pain, a blue shadow, that spreads across much of this music. Cowsell, who died in 2006, seems to be standing in that shadow on this song, Is Anybody Here?
Is anybody here? Feeling so alone, confused.
It would be exaggerating the importance of the Blue Shadows to say that On the Floor of Heaven is a lost masterpiece. What it is yet another example of the way pop music is frequently crafted within the isolation of a group's existence, heedless of the trends of its time, and at its best, in stubborn pursuit of nothing more than the sounds the musicians hear in their own heads. In this sense, On the Floor of Heaven is a complete and frequently exhilarating success.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed On the Floor of Heaven by the Blue Shadows. You can hear three songs from the album on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show.
Now I am just a working man, and I've done all that I can to keep you in your ribbons and your bows.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurek directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.